Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. Today we speak to Lim Chong Tee, co-founder of Water Roam, about the company's ongoing quest to realise their vision of a world without thirst and the challenges that they have faced along the way. Welcome to the show, Chong Tee. What are your views about thirst? Do we have thirsty people?
Hey, hi Clarissa. I think when it comes to issues like thirst, you got to look at the world statistics. And right now, if you are looking at some of this information from WHO, there's about 2 billion people in the world that lack access to clean drinking water.
Right.
So imagine if you have 200 Facebook friends or 700 Facebook friends, about 200 of them are drinking contaminated water every single day. And it's not just people. You know, we're talking about children in schools. You know, we're talking about people in hospital facilities not getting access to clean water. And there are a lot of issues to overcome, and this is why we come out and we really want to tackle this issue to bring about better access to clean water for them.
Okay. Now, this is interesting because I think I'm going back at least 10 years, and Bill and Melinda Gates were talking about bringing clean drinking water to the world, and it was an issue then. Have we not addressed it as a global community yet?
While there are still many challenges out there, especially when you talk about disasters, worsening some of water infrastructure and supplies, there are definitely progress over the last 10, 20 years. I think over the last 20 years, there's about 1.5 billion more people who were able to gain access to clean water since 2000. But there's still so much more to be done. And that is why we are still out there.
Okay, let's talk about what Water Roam does. Are you in the region? Because I'm going to assume that in Singapore, we're okay with clean drinking water. But what about our region?
If you just look at Southeast Asia itself, there are millions out there who are living in maybe suburban areas, people who are affected by disasters, who currently still do not have access to clean water. So it's not something that is very far away from us. We are looking at even our neighbouring countries in the Southeast Asia. There are many places that require better technologies, better framework, and better solutions.
Okay. So what does Water Roam do? How do you want to bring clean drinking water to these communities?
So Water Roam is a social enterprise that develops portable water treatment solutions that is catered for rural areas as well as disaster-stricken zones. We work very closely with NGOs, governments, and corporates to bring about access to safe drinking water to these communities.
Okay.
And we design these solutions that are lightweight, safe, simple, and swift. And it's through these solutions that we are able to bring about a change in these areas.
Okay, let me understand this. You're a young man. I'm assuming, you know, well, educated, you've traveled the world. Why is this something that matters to you?
I did not start this journey alone. So when I was in NUS, I met up with this group of friends from engineering and business school, David and Vincent. And we realized that in Singapore, we are very blessed to have clean water coming out straight from our taps. And every morning when we brush our teeth, we don't even think about whether the water is contaminated.
Right.
But through our own experiences, we realized that this 2 billion people is not just a number. It's children, it's parents living through every day drinking water that's contaminated. And we feel that as Singaporeans, there's so much more that we can contribute to the world. And, you know, with our knowledge, we want to come out, we want to be able to innovate and bring about social changes in this area through our knowledge. And that is why we started Water Roam.
I think that's a fantastic thing. And I applaud it. I'm trying to imagine the challenges you faced.
When it comes to water, there's mainly two things, right? One is the accessibility. And the other one is to the quality of the water.
Right.
So being able to reach out to communities in mountainous areas take and like places without roads takes a lot of effort. But the biggest problem is actually people drinking water that's not treated. It's not clean. It's, it's contaminated. And this causes a lot of problems, like health issues like diarrhea and dysentery. And because there is a lack of proper infrastructure, we're talking about places with huge swaths of land, it is very difficult to lay things like pipelines and conventional on-grid solutions wouldn't work because they might not be things like electricity. That is why there's need for solutions to be safer, simpler and more intuitive, and also faster to deploy, faster to transport. And we design a filter that is portable, that can be hand-carried to locations that's difficult to reach, and filters out things like bacteria and viruses that are responsible for hundreds and thousands of deaths each year. At the end of the day, it's still about recognizing the needs, the different needs of the populations. We have to go onto the ground, we have to talk to people and to understand what their culture constitutes and what their desires are.
Okay. What has the feedback been from people you've tried to speak to about this, try to bring it into this line of thinking to support the efforts of Water Room?
I think people's reaction tend to be, surprised, because in Singapore, we usually take the very conventional route of, going through school, mm-hmm. getting a stable job, mm-hmm. and then retiring.
Right.
Going for the
with
five
nice
C's.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just really thankful to have a supportive community. Mm-hmm. So we have organizations like DBS, mm-hmm. Singapore International Foundation, SIF, and many mentors out there who actually believe in what we are doing. Mm-hmm. And we have a huge goal. We want to be able to bring down the number of sick cases and diarrhea cases from instances of drinking contaminated water. And this couldn't be done through all the partnerships we have done with the corporates, with the NGOs, and with some of these governments on the ground.
Right. I can imagine that it's been quite a journey so far. Let's talk about some of Water Room's achievements. What have you achieved? What are you proud of to date?
Yeah, to date, one of our proudest achievements is to be recognized for the DBS SIF Award, mm-hmm. Which provided us with many opportunities. And I think a few years back, we were really, really proud that my co-founder, Vincent, actually got awarded the UN SDG Young Leader Award for SDG 6.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, this kind of gave us some form of recognition mm-hmm. About our efforts, and is kind of a nod to what we have been doing. This year, we were thankful to be also awarded the ASEAN Business Award, and that's kind of our most recent achievement. Mm-hmm. So this really fuel and inspire us to continue working on what we are doing, and we hope to influence others to be able to join in on this journey.
All right. What about the communities that you've helped? Have you talk to us about some of the communities that you've gone into and changed things for them?
I've been to a couple of countries, mm-hmm. Mostly around the Southeast Asia region.
Okay.
So I've helped out communities living in Cambodia, in floating villages, mm-hmm. right? So there are people who really drink directly from the river. And often
not
times
always the best solution.
Exactly. And what we notice a lot is that they have issues like chronic diarrhea. Mm. So it means children not going to school, women especially not mm-hmm. Having proper ways of raising their kids and going for work.
Sure.
So when we were able to introduce our solutions on the ground, we were able to see the joy of these communities, of these families drinking clean water. Mm-hmm. And that some of these journeys really reminds me about why I chose this as my path. Mm-hmm. And it really motivates me to continue.
Okay, your partners, when you were envisioning doing this, when you were coming up with your business plan and the need to help people in communities that weren't as blessed as you guys were, what was the driving force then? And what is the driving force now? Has it changed?
I think when we first started, we were a bunch of university kids. Mm-hmm.
Head full of ideas, yeah, head full of dreams.
Exactly. But it was really through the first few deployments that kind of consolidated our thoughts and got us to where we are today, because the first few deployments got us to see what partnerships and collaboration and teamwork can do. Mm-hmm. And we were able to install filters in some small towns in Cambodia and Indonesia. And we could see these communities getting safe drinking water through these systems. And we thought to ourselves, hey, what if we can continue doing this for mm-hmm. the rest of our lives? And, and that's when the idea of coming up with a social business, a social enterprise, came into our mind. And this allowed us to focus on developing new solutions that can bless more communities around the region.
Okay. We're speaking to Lim Chong Ti, co-founder of Water Room. We're talking about the company's ongoing quest to realize their vision of a world without thirst and the challenges that they have faced along the way. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Your story is quite inspiring, and I hope it inspires other young, dreaming future entrepreneurs in university to take up the mantle and also look at social enterprise, not just at Enterprise. Now, what's in the future for you? What do you plan next? What do you want to achieve next?
We have some exciting projects in mind, and we are really scaling our efforts to reach out to more communities around the region.
Mm-hmm.
We are hoping to, you know, create new partnerships with organizations that are looking to create a positive impact in the world, and we'll be actively seeking out these partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who work in NGOs, charities, even corporations who are looking to CSR efforts,
mm-hmm.
You know, we want to work with them to be able to reach out to even a wider number of people.
Okay. Now, you've said that building a world where no man shall face a prolonged thirst is a mission. How achievable is that, do you think?
Building a world without prolonged thirst definitely requires a lot of partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's an impossible task,
mm-hmm.
because we have achieved this in many parts of the world.
Right.
But I think it takes young people to stand up, to believe that we are able to enact real social change. And I believe that Water Room will be a driver for it. But we are not alone in this journey. We have many young people who are also coming out to come up with innovative ideas, to develop new technologies, mm-hmm. that can be a social equalizer for these communities. And ultimately, we don't want to do this alone. We want to be able to work with as many people as possible to come out, to stand up for the people and tackle this problem together. So I believe that we can achieve this mission one day.
So you and your partners are still dreaming big?
Definitely.
All right. Well, you know what? I applaud you. I hope that you achieve this. And if there is anything that we can do to support it, whatever that may be, you let us know and we'll see what we can do to help you. We've been speaking to Lim Chong Ti, co-founder of Water Room, here on The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Chong Ti, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Clarissa.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.